So one of the issues that people must be complaining about in order for you to write a book called Romancing Your Better Half is that as people have been married for a while, maybe the romance seems to fizzle a little bit. Is that what you've been finding?
Well, I think it does. You know, when we first meet someone, of course, we're pretty excited, and our body produces all kinds of different hormones. I call them drugs that are kind of going through our bloodstream. And after probably a couple of years, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, those hormones abate a little bit. And I think a lot of people hit this stretch 3, 4, 5 years into marriage, and they don't have those drugs to help them overlook some of the annoying little habits that they maybe ignored when they first met their future spouse, and things become difficult. And again, if we're not conscious, if we're not making an intentional effort to work on our marriages, I mean, you know, you guys have been married almost 2 decades now, so you know you understand that you just can't. It's just not a You can't just do it. You've got to be intentional about keeping your marriage good and keeping it alive and keeping romance and intimacy a factor in your marriage. Otherwise, they tend to fade away.
Well, why is intimacy so important in a marriage?
Why is what?
Intimacy so important in a marriage.
Well, I think all of us long to be loved. We long to be understood. I think we have a desperate need to be loved. And part of the problem, I think, again, in our culture is that we don't separate sex and intimacy. We tend to combine the two, and certainly we can get intimacy from sex, but we can obviously have sex without intimacy. People do it all the time, whether, you know, one night stands or prostitutes or whatever. But intimacy, I think, is a core need for most people, and when we have it in our lives are blessed, and when we don't have it, we do a lot of maybe negative things or self-harming things to try to get those intimacy needs met.